This is a Bio 100 snippet from the ASU School of Life Sciences. The question is, what is DNA? Dr. Elzer, can you give us the inside story on these three letters?
All right. Yeah, well, DNA, the acronym stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. Now, what does all that mean? Well, it's a little confusing, but the basic thing you should know about DNA is it's a very long molecule made up of repeating units. And these repeating units, sort of like letters of the alphabet or something like that, are called nucleotides. And there are four different nucleotides. A nucleotide has three basic parts: a phosphate group, a sugar, and the most important part is the nitrogenous base, of which there are four different kinds. And so it's the identity of this nitrogenous base that determines, well, what kind of a nucleotide you are. You can be adenine, which we abbreviate as A. You can be thymine, which we abbreviate as T. You can be cytosine, which we abbreviate as a C. Or you can be guanine, which we abbreviate with a G. And so what a DNA molecule is a long string of A, T, C's, and G's in all different order and sequences that seem to have something to do with recording information. Now, what you probably know about DNA is that there's something to do with double helix, because there's a famous book that was written by this guy, James Watson, who discovered DNA. He wrote this book called The Double Helix. That's what how sort of people describe the DNA molecule. The helix part just refers to the fact that the DNA molecule itself is twisted, and it's really not important to know anything about why it's twisted. That doesn't tell you too much about its function. It is important to realize that it's double, because the double explains a lot about the function of DNA. And here is why the double nature is important. So think about, instead of a single strand of A, T, C's, and G's running along, think about a double strand running parallel to each other, in which nucleotides on one strand are associated with or stuck to a nucleotide on the other strand, sort of like a ladder. And I showed pictures in class of showing a ladder sort of a deal. And that is the doubleness of the double helix. There's a one long strand of A, T, C's, and G's going down, and one side and the other side is another set of A, T, C's, G's going down, and they're stuck to each other by a weak force called hydrogen bonding that can be broken pretty easily, as it turns out. Now, the double nature of the molecule is really important for its function. For example, we know that DNA needs to be able to be copied, right? Because we know that all cells in the body of an organism, a multicellular organism, have the same genetic information in them, right? And if that's true, then somehow the genetic information has to be copied before the cell divides. So DNA, this double nature of DNA, provides a natural way by which the DNA can be copied, because the nucleotides on the two different strands of the double molecule are not just randomly associated with each other, stuck to each other with these hydrogen bonds. Instead, there's a very specific pairing rule. And the pairing rule is such that whenever you have an A on one strand, you'll have a T on the other. And there's also a rule that says if there's a C on one strand, there'll be a G on the other. Now, if you know that, then you can easily understand how you can get a molecule copied. All you need to do is to pull the two strands apart by breaking this weak hydrogen bond and then synthesize a new complementary strand along one side and then do the same on the other side. So if the sequence on one side, let's call it the left-hand side of the strand, went AATC, let's say, the complementary strand you would need to make to recreate that, the original molecule, would be TAG. Similarly, the complementary strand you pulled away was TTAG, and therefore, to make its new partner, you have to have AATC. Did I get that right? I hope so. In any case, it's the pairing rules that matter: A with T, C with G, and it easily allows you to understand how the DNA molecule gets copied.
So it's really important that we understand that DNA is double. It has two strands.
That it's double, and there are pairing rules.
And those pairing rules deal with nucleotides, A, C, G, T, and the pairing is A to T, C to G.
That's right.
And if we know that, we pretty much know all there is about DNA. Or do we? You've been listening to one of the Bio 100, The Living World snippets. To listen to more snippets from this course, tune to iTunes U and do a search on Bio 100 snippets.